Shulchan on Inyan HaKarbonos V'Soidon, it gives a lifetime, I would say, an aspiration and an achievement for life. It's that powerful, this maimer. Look what he says. Ne'ma b'Zecharya v'hoya Hashem le'melech al kol ha'oretz v'yayim ha'hu yihye Hashem echod u'shemoy echod. Major question. Umahu kayoim. So what's it like today? So please tell me. So you mean today is not echod? He's pushing a major. So what about today? You mean to say only then is Hashem echod? What happens nowadays? Soida dovahu ki gam kahayoim hahu echod achdus betachlis. Things haven't changed. He's now one. He's one betachlis. Ukedvarenu kol ha'eis bilti misparid zemizeh klal. He and his world. Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz. What's the difference? He's also one now in his world. He and his world. So there's no difference in the future to now. Ukemoshe guf v'nefesh hinam echod betachlis, kein hu hasoid agodo b'klolois habriya. Kol habriya, shehakol ba'kol mikol kol, kol hatzdodim hinam echod. You did, Rabbi Avraham Marks, said to me the other day, he said to me, we say, Atohu ad shelo nivro ha'olam. Atohu mishe nivro ha'olam. Atohu ba'olam hazeh. Va'atohu le'olam habo. No difference. It's all the same. So what's the difference between then and now? It's all echad. Just we don't see it all, but there's no difference in the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what we say to him. Atohu then, atohu now. It's all one. Echad betachlis. Meuchadim umedubokim betachlis bilti misparid. No separation. He's there. He's one. He's echad. He's in the bria. He's in the teva. He's in our lives. He's totally involved. Ad shematzina b'medrash, until we find in the medrash the machlekes v'chazal b'midas haistabkus. I looked up the Medrash here. It's very interesting. The Medrash brings down that this is part of a person's personal vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what the Medrash actually says about this. But look what the Medrash says. Kenam Rushon V'yoshov El Hashem. It's a printing mistake. V'yoshov El Hashem V'yrachameihu. Not V'yrachameihu, it's V'yrachameihu. We say it on the Tainis. Diyosho Hashem B'uzoi Vihimatsa Gubi Oysa Kavayv. No? Let's have a look at that. Virachamehu. No, Nachamehu. As far as I remember, Virachamehu. Let's have a look at the Lashon here. Yosha Hashem Virachamehu. Yosha Hashem Virachamehu. Yosha Hashem Virachamehu. No, in the future. Yosha Hashem Virachamehu. What does it mean? Yosha El Hashem. Machlaikis. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Ka'odom Shahu Malchin. Shnei nesorin, umadbikam ze loze. You take two planks and you plane them down, and then you stick them together. One moshul of the dibuk of the dveikus. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina oimer ke odam shehu malchin shnei kroy hamito, umadbikam ze loze. Meaning there's a gap. There's a plank in between. How's it? Is it dveikus like this? Or dveikus with a gap in between? The Meister, the Meforshim Zeh on the Medrash say that it's a bridge between Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo. That's how they explain that, one side to the other side. Either it's like one together, or it's Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo, and Torah and Mitzvah is Machabeyu. But through the dveikus, either dveikus is completely stuck, or the dveikus is through Torah and Mitzvah from Olam HaZeh to Olam HaBo. But let's go on. Malchim peirush machlik. You smooth it down. Umadbikam zeh lo zeh. Moshe be Sefer HaBris b'shem HaMechkarim shem yachliku shnei nesoyim b'diklu godol. If you plane them down and then you find you stick them together, ad kechut hasod yanichem zeh al zeh yistadku yachad ma'oid. That's a connection of Hashem to the world, we to Hashem, connected ad shelo yehyeh be'efshari lafrishem lafridom kein ha'odom. And that's a person k'shezoyche letahel levovoy be'emes Yimotza atzma dovuk b'kodesh b'ochu, completely fixed. That's what I mean, a lifetime aspiration, to go through life with all the challenges and all the difficulties and all the people have to struggle with and all the, but dveikus, constantly working on it, and an achievement so that you can't be budged, you can't be moved from it. That's as we were saying on Shabbos of Rabbi Akiva, how Rav Shach learned out, we mentioned that Rabbi Akiva didn't die on Mesiras Nefesh of Hashem Echad, he lived it, says Rav Shach, to b'kayim the mitzvah of Avas Hashem b'chol nafshecho in his life. He died afterwards, but it wasn't that he died on Mesiras Nefesh, he lived his life for Mesiras Nefesh, of that dveikus v'ahavta b'chol nafshecho. That was the point. It's a tremendous challenge in life to be able to be constant and firm and fixed in all the difficulties that we go through. I remember once hearing from Mapinkus, he once explained the first line of Shema could be said even by our cousins. They also believe in one God. Many, perhaps, a university professor could say Hashem Echad. The ark and hour is ve or hafta is Hashem Elokecha. Vatem hadveikim Hashem Elokecha. But you, Klal Yisrael, are dovuk. They can also believe in one God, but they're not. The or hafta is Hashem Elokecha. B'chol avol b'chol nafshach. That's Klal Yisrael. That's the veikus. Uma shenem oshnei kroy hamita haynu dibuk rochok alidei nesem soy. Okay, that's when I explain the medrash. He explains there through Torah and mitzvot you're connected. Olam hazeh and olam habah. Oh, but the end of the line is quite clear. Machlukosum hirak al bechinas haistabkus. All right, the Seder, but we're discussing fine hair between what's the difference between the dveikus. Lechad mandoma hinei zoyt kishnei nesorim. One mandoma says you're close together, meaning you can't budge, you can't move one for the other. Ulidah hinei zoyt kishnei koi hamita. The Seder. Aval lekulon. The end of the day, says Rabbeinu Hayu Rebbe Yeruchim. So the question comes back then. So what do you mean v'hoyo in the future it will be Hashem Echad? What does it mean? Come back to the question. Ube emes ki ha'plia gedoyla v'idoch gisa. It's a pella on the other side. Acharei oitzem heistabkus kozer. If after all there is a tremendous achdus and the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in Misparet, Eich ze omnon nimsa hispardus b'neihem. It's against the laws of nature, no? If you're telling me it's always Echad, then how can you ever have any separation? There's no separation because he is Echad, and you can't separate Hashem from his creation. He is. He is in the creation. Look what he says. Ubetzio, I'll give you an example what I mean when it can't possibly be otherwise. Kishenema ki esh yoredes lamato. If you turn around and tell me that esh doesn't go up, it goes down. Halo zeh hipuchatem. What do you mean? It's the opposite of the laws of nature. Fire goes up. Velo novin kol mahalech bazeh. Metzios shal echod esh yitochin asoy safodomim. Therefore, how can you possibly tell me it's different from echod? It's clear, it's his world, he created it, and he is felt, and his presence is there. B'chol ha'oinam. Mi hu ze, ve'ei ze hu, gibo tzayit, ha'choytech u'mafrid bein hadveikim. How can you suggest that there's a separation? Mi ze lirois, lirois ha'cheit, is the answer. From now you begin to realize, what does it mean, the power of a cheit? What does it mean, a cheit? Ru'u mazois cheit. You can divide Hashem from the world. In English we would call it a wedge. You divided the two. That's what chait does. Chait separates him. Separation. That's the 3 weeks, no? That's what do we mourn over on the 3 weeks? What's the mourning period? We mourn over the wedge. There's no bond. The bond is broken. That's the meaning of siluk hashchina. He got up and left town. He's not there. He's there only in a shadow, but not in reality. It's hidden because the wedge there. Remember, Rabbi Aryeh Zecher Tzadik Livracha once brought a beautiful moshel. What does it mean when we have the Beis Hamikdash? The moshel given in the Gemara is Ben Hasomech al Shulchan Oviv, like a child sits at his father's table. So the moshel, it's a beautiful moshel. When a son is learning in the Mir, like it, and his father sends him off at September time, and he goes up and he gives him money to go off. I wrote it in the book, in the Sefer actually, and he goes off for Elul. And by the time it comes to Chanukah, he's not got a penny to his name. He's broke. He spent all his money. Supposed to have lasted until Pesach. So he wonders, well, what shall I do here? What shall I do? If I write to my father or call him up, I have no idea what's going on in the kitchen. You know, he might blow up at me. I don't know what the response I might get. It's not kedai to call up and say, Dad, send more money. It's not worth it. So the better thing would be to do is to borrow from friends and wait until Pesach. So then, when you're sitting at Pesach at the table, and Abba is here, and he's sitting next, and I know how much my father loves me, and he's looking at me, and there's Abba, you know, Dad, I need a bit more money. When you're sitting at the table together, it goes much, much easier. When you're far away, it's not so close. When we had the Beis Hamikdash, we sat at the table together. Soimech al Shulchan Avinu. We were sitting together at the table. It's much easier to ask, because the love is there, the connection is there. So what's the whole period of mourning? In reality, it's we pray for a reconciliation. We want it back again. We want it back again. That's the echod. Chait put a wedge there. Umar rav koichai. How great is the koich of chait? Ad ki af chait shal odom harishon. Uvematzav kedushos hashalom. And even odom harishon, with all his greatness. V'hinei chotach es ha-echod v'chilko l'shnayim. Shtei v'shuyos. I was thinking, that's the meaning of this Haftorah here. Diushu Hashem v'himotzai is Shabbos Shuva. Diushu Hashem, when is himotzai? In Aseus Yimei Shuva. He is to be found. Look for him when he's to be found. Kora'uhu b'yosai koroiv. That's Shuva. We'll come on to it in a minute. And the whole Peruk is talking about that. Yoshev al Hashem b'rachameyu v'alokem v'yom v'slayach. That's the avodah of Shuva. So you bring back the warmth, you bring back the korov, you're closer to him because he's himotzai. That's the whole meaning of this. That's what he says, v'yoshem al Hashem b'rachameyu, and that's diusha Hashem b'motzai. That's the closeness that we have with him, which is potential when there's no chait. Omer hakosuv v'nargan hu anochesh. It's the pasuk in Mishlei, ishta apuchos yishlach modoin v'nargan mafrid elef. It means that a person who denies the truth, he brings argument amongst people. The nargan, and a person who complains all the time, mafrid elef, he explains, the nargan hu anochosh, hu mafrid aluf, he separates the connection, hu soida chait, chait hu hacherev, ha mafrid aluf, which separates Hashem from his creation, which is the nochosh. Soid ha pirudim hu bechait. So where did the separation come about? Hu chait. Can't imagine anything worse than that. So you're now distant. You're not sitting at the table together with him. See what chait can do. And now, what is tshuva? Chait hu soid mafrid. Soid ha tshuva hu soid hamakarev. That's what a korban is. We'll come on to it. A korban, tshuva, korev, lashuv, to go back to the situation beforehand. Soid ha-kapora hu la-hasir es-achet. So what does kapora mean? To remove the wedge. La-hasir ha-mafrid. V'hayashuv besoid echod. You go back again to being one. Nothing can be better in life than that. Nothing can be better in life. That's the meaning of when a person is separated from his shoresh. That kores means cut off completely. No connection. No connection. And echad means you go back. No greater nachas ruach for the neshama. The Gaon says in Evan Shlema that the whole 11 stages from the time of Petira until the time of Achreya, 11 months, goes closer and closer and closer, different travels of, like the travels in the Midbar, they say, from Mitzrayim until Knesset of Eretz Yisrael, 11 stops. The Gaon says the 11 stops also for the neshama, going back up to, until it goes back to its place. But that's tshuva, going back. Moshe Rabbeinu after Chaita Egel said the following. Says Rashi, "Osim koyper bekinuach, I'll clean you up. Ustimas the neged chatasrim lahabdu beinechem uveinachet im tekaneach oisai hinei bein mafrid. If you clean up from the mess, then there's no division. Kvar shuv timot ve'atzmecha dovuk v'yoshuv al Hashem v'rachameihu." V'yelachameihu. What does it mean, v'yelachameihu? Godam hu malchim. You bond together the two pieces. U'madbikam ze lo ze, ka'odam shu malchim shnei k'roi hamita. Like a person joins together two ends of the bed, or the two pieces of wood. U'madbikam ze lo ze, you're back to where you were. And that's the side of tshuva, vadai. Ma'uchodim, shuv k'varishoyna betachli so'echod. I just would like to add, that obviously this doesn't happen in one, I don't know, maybe it does, but I don't think it happens in one aveira. It's obviously a progression, this la'aleinu of richud, richud, richud. A mice that happened to me, I once gave a shiur in a seminary in America, and after the shiur, a girl in a girls' school came up to me and was waiting by the car in the car park, and she said to me, "I want to talk to you." So she said, "By the car." So I said, "Yeah, what do you want to say?" She's a very, very high-powered seminary, it was. And the girl's waiting by the car. So I said, "What do you want?" She said, "I just want you to know that I don't hold by anything of this which is in the school. I eat treifas. I'm a chal Shabbos. I listen to movies. I go out with boys. I'm on drugs. I don't care anything what you say. I just want." So I said to her, "Why are you telling me this?" So she said, "I just want you to know." So I said, "Why do you want me to know? Why do I have to know?" So she said, "I just want to tell somebody this." So I said, "The fact that you want to tell me means that you're not happy with the situation. Otherwise you wouldn't want to share it. So okay, carry on. Where are you going?" Evidently she came from the home of a Rosh Hashiva, a very high-powered home. And she said, "They don't know about it in the home. They're completely, no one knows what I'm doing, but I just want you to know where I'm up to." So I said to her, I had unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. I said to her, "You have to realize this didn't happen overnight. This is a progression. So I'm prepared to work with you, I'm prepared to talk with you, but only if we spend time together." So we spend, in other words, this didn't happen like in one go. You must realize that, you know, from one to another to another to another. So we spoke on the phone for about 2 years, and eventually got married. Now she has children. She worked her way back. But the point I was trying to tell her was that it's not immediate. This is a whole progression of, you know, you this, and then you then movies, and then trafus, and then the whole thing just moves up because the wedge gets thick and wider and wider and wider. And that's the problem when people have no sensitivity for kashrus, no sensitivity for prayer, no sensitivity for lashon hara. Why not? Because it's called olas halev. You just get more and more distant, more and more you're into it. Eventually, there isn't, hopefully there's always a pintle yid there, but the point is it just gets further and further and further wedge. But this has to be added in here. This hadboko comes after much, much, much work coming closer or going far away. This doesn't happen, I don't think it happens overnight. It happens a progression. I think it's a progression here. Haramban. B'dibur al inyan hakorbonos. Now, here's the Ramban on the Korbonos. In Mitzvah Shem on Shabbos afternoon, we're starting a new Chabura in Beis Tefillah on Seder HaKorbonos. So that's why I chose this, because it's a little bit of an introduction to the Seder HaKorbonos. The Ramban writes, "V'chol korbon loshon kreva va'achdus." The word korban means kreva, closeness. Sod ha-korbonos, what does it mean, the sod of korbonos? Hi biskulosa lekarev ula'ached. Mitzvah, we'll talk about this on Shabbos, but the Netziv brings in the beginning of Shir HaShirim a very interesting point, that korbonos were always there right from the beginning of time. Hevel, Vayusha Hashem el Hevel ve el Minchosai. Hevel means his tefillah, and Minchosai is his korban. Lecha dumiyas tehillah ulecha yushulam neder. There's tehillah and there's neder, meaning there's tefillah and there's a korban. You remember the Mishnah in Tainis brings down that the Anshei Maimed would stand there at the time of a korban, and they would read out, they would have a whole tefillah at the time of the korban, and you would read the parsha of the korban. Chofetz Chaim brings it in Torah, oh, that the tefillah, it wasn't just a korban, it was a tefillah with a korban. So it's like a dveikus which adds on, it's like a catalyst on the prayer. It's not just the tefillah, but the korban adds on to the prayer. It goes together with the prayer. In the time of the Mishnah, you didn't just have korban, you had tefillah as well, and the two went together. That's very important to know that it's two together. It adds to it. So you have the tefillah and then the korban together brings the kiyuvah. And that's what he's saying here. The korban, the kol korban loshen koyva ba'apus. So that korban is ubiskulasa lekarev ulechad mitzvah miyuchedes oile al kulono lechape hachid veloshuv kevarishayna besoid ha'achdus. He's a beautiful point the Ramban says here. That's one of the reasons why when you have all the mitzvahs of the korban, if you don't find the word kale, nor do you sign the word Elokim, all you find is Ishei Lashem Reich Nichoach Lashem. Isn't that beautiful? The words by the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvahs of the korbanos, it keeps on saying Ishei Lashem Reach Nichoach Lashem Ki Hakavona Lashem Levadoi Tehiye Lo Yechave Na Makriv Lo Yale B'machshav Rak L'Shem HaMiyuchod. In other words, the kilva, the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with the korbanos. V'hu Ma'ama Chachomim Reikon Kol Avodos. This is a quotation from Eov. Reikon means the focus of all avodas is l'shem hamiyuchad. Reikon means like the focus, the direction of all korbanos is the focus. The focus is miyuchad. Hu soid ha-korbanos ki ma'ached ad ha-tachlis. It bonds together ad ha-sof l'loi kol chotzeis, without any barrier, l'loi kol piyud, without any separation, ad Hashem mamash. Mitzvah miyuchedes al krevos va'achdus. That's what a korban is. You can imagine together with a tefillah. And that's the whole reason why we have the shirim in Mitzvah Shem, to learn why you have to say korbanos every morning. Because korbanos together is, korbanos is a major part of the tefillah every morning. To miss out korbanos is you're missing out the whole seder of kilva, which is there in the tefillah. Built into the tefillah is a seder korbanos together with the tefillah, which will come onto on Shabbos. Mizenavin, from there we'll understand Goydal Inyan Hatzfila Vesoida. Now you begin to appreciate how great is the koyach of tefila. Asha Omu Chazal, look at these words here. Gedoyla tefila, yoise mina korbanos. Greater. There is another maima of Rabbi Yeruchim. I think it's in Bahaloischa, where he says korbanos eina mechapim ela lashogeg. Here Rabbi Yochum only brings down one nafka mina. In what way is a korban less powerful than tefillah? You can only bring a korban on a shogeg or tefillah po ela safir ala mezid. That's one point. Someone once asked once on Shabbos morning recently, why can't you bring a korban on a mezid? You really need to, no? If anything, you need to bring a korban. If you feel so bad, bring a korban and amaze it. Melo shaygei, but amaze it is a real. So I looked around. The Akedas Yitzchak Rishain brings down It's a chutzpah neira to stand in the Mokam Azora and say, I did something b'mezid. One of the reasons. It's a neira v'oyim to stand there and say, b'fahesya, in front of everybody, you know, I did a meriva against a b'mezid. That's one of the reasons why you can't bring a korban on a mezid, because it's a busha gedola to stand there in the Azora to say, b'shege, meila, b'shege, chotos yobisi. But amazed in the Azor, when the Akedat Yitzchak brings down on that. But let's carry on. But what are the other differences between a tefillah in one way? Tefillah, a korban needs a kohen. Tefillah, you don't need a kohen. You can do it by yourself. Korban needs only one place. You must be in Har HaBayis. A tefillah, you can be, I don't know, in an igloo in Alaska. Huh? You can daven in an igloo if you want. You know, on a skyscraper in Hong Kong, you can, wherever you are, you can daven. That's a third point. And the zmanim are very, very kavua by a korban, but the zman of tefillah, the through way is always open. No, it's all, there are zmanim shachris min chamay. There are zmanim of tefillah, but the chol zmanim, a person that the tefillah is makubal, and that's, and Rabbi Yochanan brings down there the difference is that a tefillah is even greater than a korban, greater than a korban. Utfilah nikreis avoida. Ulavda b'chalav avachem. Ezu avida shehi b'aleif. Havayom ezu tfilah. Va'amu k'shem sha'avoidas mizbeach kruya avoida. Just like the service of the mizbeach is called an avoida, kach tfilah kruya avoida. Va'amu oid. Ulavda b'chalav avachem. Harezu kiven tfilah. Shelo yehi liba shel adam cholot b'shas tfilah. Avoida. Avoida shehi b'aleif is tfilah. Why? Imagine if we really appreciated what does it mean, the value of tefillah. I remember reading that where I come from in England, there was a rav there, Rabbi Kofnas, he was a rav in Birmingham in England, so he once said that he learned by the Chofetz Chaim. He was a 4 or 5 years by the Chofetz Chaim. He said that once the Chofetz Chaim once said in a shmooze in his house on Friday night, he said, when you stand in daven Shmoneh Esrei, so you're mamash right there. We'll talk about it on Shabbos. You're right there in front. In Olam HaEmes, it can take centuries to get that close. Chofetz Chaim said. Can take centuries, hundreds of years, to get that closeness in the Olam Hazeh, which is an unbelievable moment. Years and years to get as close as you are. The opportunities of tefillah that you have now, you don't have those opportunities. Whatever that means, but that's the Chofetz Chaim said that. That shakes you up a bit. Emtzori yeshora lehiskalvus. It's a direct means of closeness. Lisachtus l'shem hamyuchad avadoi. V'im ki ha-mitzvah tefila hi rak mitzvah d'rabonon. Nunu. So you might turn around and say, well, it's only the Rabbonon. L'kama rishonim aval pu'ulais skulosa haloi ein kamoya. But the actions and the ability, that the effect is incomparable. Yisera gam al kol mitzvah shel d'oraisa, more than any other mitzvah d'oraisa. You hear? Yisera gam. Remember, Shlomo used to say, in the shirim of Reb Shlomo Breder used to say that why imu lefanei malchias zichronis m'shoifus, so why not learn Torah on Rosh Hashanah? Torah is even greater skuva. Used to bring that down often before Rosh Hashanah. Imu lefanei malchias m'shoifus. No, better to sit and learn Torah, or make a little checklist. I remember used to say, write a little checklist and write down your New Year's resolutions. Or why daven? Why davening? So remember, he said, because tefillah is shove lakol. You're right. A great Talmid Chacham maybe could move things in Shamayim to his Torah, but b'roiv ha'om, most people could make a leaning of the tefillah and make sense out of it. For roiv ha'om, there are other reasons as well. But I remember he once mentioned that down. Im ulafone malchias Lekulam, everybody can say, do something with tefillah. You can move things at least with tefillah. That is a great, obviously the great koichas in tefillah as well, but it's not shoveh lakol. Not everybody can make a great move and change things in shamayim just with the koich of tefillah. Ha'umnon ki soy kol ha-mitzvus ha-reihen l'kreva v'achtus. Because the purpose of all mitzvahs is what? All mitzvahs are kreva v'achtus. V'akulona ha-loi hein ha-kolbonus. And more than all of them are the kolbonus. Ha-shehim yuchados li'inyan hazeh shel krevas v'achtus. Above all mitzvahs are the kolbonus. Because the word is kolbon. Sha-rei kol shema kolbon al-inyan shel zenikres. U'tfila there's the logic behind it all. All mitzvahs are for creator closeness, but korbanos are more, because korbanos by etzem is the word korban, and yet tefillah is even greater than that. That's why you have to read my sefer on tefillah, then you'll appreciate what it is all about. That's the koyach of tefillah behind it all. Hu inyan hadova b'tzava. There you have it in brief. Soid hakol hu ki echad hu b'tachlis. Of course, Hashem is echad. V'hay Hashem lemelech hakol ha'oretz. B'tachlis, he's one with his world. V'soid hachet hu. But the problem is the wedge of chet. K'mafrid ba'aluf. It's like this nenochosh. It separates from Hashem with his creation. Mechateich toich toichiyos. It like bores its way in, kol ichud v'korev, and erodes all the achdus and the kilva. V'soida kolban hu kishmoi. It's all here. It's beautifully put here. And what's a kolban? As its name, soid hakrevus v'achdus ki tihiye echad kabarishayna. Reikon, the focus of kol avoidus v'shem hamiyuchad, and tefila is nikreis avoida. G'doyla tefila yoyse min akobonus noira lemisbainei. I just want to end with a maimah, which in Shari Tshuva. In Shari Tshuva, in Hey, Kof Aleph, Shari Tshuva, Hey, brings of the Mishnah of different ages. So, one second. The Lashon is that when a person gets to 90 is Ben Tishim Lesicha. 90 is for Sicha. And Shmoinim is Le Gvura. And Ben Tishim is Lesicha. So why Lesicha? So Rabbeinu Yonah says after 90 years old that the main Avoda is just talking to Hashem. When a person gets to 90, it's just to talk to him. Because that's the closeness you have. The person gets to old age of 90. That's sicha. Sicha, that's the. Is it in base? Shabbos. I thought it was in base. Shabbos. Kof Aleph, is it?
Well, I don't know where it is, but
I have it written down. Kof. I may have written it wrong. One second. It down that the tachlis after 90 years old is
lasuach,
lasuach is a conversation. So that's the closeness a person gets to when you is tefillah, is the koyach of tefillah. But this maimer is a maimer which puts things like in a clear perspective. That's the koyach behind them, the maimer.